Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Xin Qiao. I'm from Clemson University, and I'm very glad today I have the opportunity to present the work I have done with Dr. Ahmed Khalilian, Dr. Jose Pereira, and Dr. Hamid Farhani. Dr. Ahmed Khalilian, he's my supervisor, but he's not here today, so I guess I'll present for him. Today I'm going to talk about the parameterization of the FAO aquacrop model for irrigated cotton in the humid southeast. As we all know, water is a big problem right now. The agriculture share of water will be decreased from 8% to 50% by year 2050. And the case will be even worse in South Carolina due to the poor rainfall distribution and the poor salt water holding capacity. So in this case, it is necessary to increase the plant water use efficiency. Some of you may be familiar with the water use efficiency, but water productivity, that's another parameter which could describe the plant water use efficiency. It's calculated as the above ground dry biomass divided by the normalized transpiration. It is supposed to be constant for given crop under different climates, but we didn't find any value reported for the humid southeast. So to study the impact of different irrigation strategies and the different irrigation treatments, you have to conduct a lot of experiments, which could be lengthy and money-consuming. So crop model just provides another way to pre-evaluate these experiments. The FAO aquacrop model is developed by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, and it's a simple and accurate model which has been tested for different crops all over the world. So our objectives were to determine the water productivity value and some in-season plant growth parameters for cotton in the humid southeast, and also parameterize and validate the aquacrop model under both field and the controlled environment conditions. So we conduct three experiments from year 2009 to 2011 under a range of irrigation regimes, all the way from dry land to full irrigation. And lots of parameters were monitored during the growth season, like canopy cover and soil water content. In year 2011, the experiment was done under an automatic rainout shelter. Basically, this rainout shelter, it has motors on each side of the track, and this shelter could cover the plot in approximately less than 1 minute. When the sensor on the roof, when it sets the rain coming, it will just cover the plot. And this just shows how we take the canopy cover. This is we use AccuPar. Basically, you take the above canopy reading and below canopy reading. Based on how much sunlight is shaded, that's your canopy cover. And also, we took picture of our plant and used software to analyze the canopy cover. The software could recognize the green spots of the picture, and it becomes white, and it will calculate the percentage of your canopy cover and output as an Excel file. This just shows we use neutron probe to monitor the soil water content. And also we have an on-site NOAA weather station to monitor different weather data. For the modeling, the aquacrop model, it has several different components, such as climate, crop, soil, and management, where you can put parameters to the specific conditions you have, like the climate. I have a humid climate. The planting date of my cotton was May the 1st. My soil, I have three layers or four layers. You can just specify the conditions to the condition you want. And then for the parameterization, basically we follow a trial and error approach by matching the simulated value with our with the field merit values. First, we try to match the canopy cover, the simulated canopy cover, with the field merit values because this is suggested by several researchers, the chemical cover is crucial for the overall performance of the model. So we change the canopy growth coefficient, canopy decline coefficient to reproduce the field merit values. And then we modify the crop coefficient to reproduce the evapotranspiration. And then we change the water productivity value to give our the correct biomass. And finally, we calculate the yield. So that just shows the workflow of how we parameterize the model. All right? And then after 3 years experiments, we calculate the water productivity value for every year. It was very interesting to see that the value of the water productivity across the 3 years, they stay similar with each other. The slope, that's the water productivity value. So in 2009, the value was 116. In 2010, it was 108. In 2011, it was 114 pounds per acre. So, I mean, those three experiments, they were completely independent, and it was under different conditions. So this just shows the conservative behavior of this water productivity parameter. And then after parameterization, we change, we modify a lot of parameters, such as crop development parameters, water stress response parameters, and crop production parameters. And after that, the parameterization result, it was very satisfied. As shown on this picture, it shows the canopy cover of our simulated value. It was well corresponded with our merit value. The dots are the merit value, and the line, that's the simulated value. The EP was also well parameterized. It was with a high R square of 0.99. But we found out for the 100% treatment of the rainout shelter in 2011, even we had a high R square of 0.98, there was a gap in the very end. We found out in the model, in the model output, this gap, the difference of this gap, it corresponds to the model predicted deep percolation. So this could be a reason for this gap. And biomass and yield, it was all well parameterized. So after successfully parameterized this model, we bring this model to our 2010 data set, which is completely independent in terms of comparing canopy cover, evapotranspiration, biomass, and yield between the simulated value and the merit values. As you can see in this graph, the canopy cover, the simulated value, that's close to our merit value, with R square of over 0.64 all the three treatments. Because it all shows the similar pattern, so I just show one curve here. For evapotranspiration, we found that the simulated ET was always less than the merit ET. But the difference between them, it always corresponds to the model predicted deep percolation. This still could be a reason, but we don't have any deep saltwater moisture measurements, so we couldn't verify this. The biomass, it was all well simulated for all the three treatments with R square of 0.9 for all the three treatments. And seed cotton yield, it was well simulated for 75% treatment and 100% treatment with less than 10% of error. But it was less satisfied for the 0% treatment. So our conclusion was we suggest the water productivity value for cotton in the humid southeast to be 112 pounds per acre. And this water productivity is very conservative. The literature suggested value for cotton is 134 pounds per acre. our value is smaller than the literature's suggested value. That's because in their equation they use transpiration only, but we use evapotranspiration because we don't have a way to separate the evaporation and transpiration. So since we have a larger denominator, so it makes sense we have a smaller value. And also the model overall performance, it was satisfactory. That's all. Thank you very much.